I asked Brother Jones a while ago. I went to a funeral. I preached a funeral last Monday, a week ago. And I went to this funeral, and the boy that I knew, Bull Powell, with him, I was raised with him, and he'd killed another boy, another man, his old man, and he'd shot his brains out with a 44. And I went there, and I looked in that casket, and I stood there and waited about an hour, and nobody came. I was at the funeral by myself. And I said, where everybody's at? And finally, an old dope fiend, he drove up and got out, and then before I died, I'd known him all my life. And I said, Troy, where's everybody at? And he said, I thank you over the connection, man. And he said, the police are around there and everything. So we waited and waited about an hour. And the funeral was an hour late. And this old gal, she come out here, she had a cigarette about that long. Had about $200 clothes on she'd stole somewhere. And I had this little piece of paper. And I said, this is a Buzzy Muffin. And he survived by so-and-so son and so-and-so son and by a cuss. And she walked up and said, nobody didn't say I was a survivor. I said, well, you'd have wrote down on you as his whore, I'd have read it. That's all I know, you know. Didn't have it on that. Wasn't on the tablet. You know, if they put that down there, he's a, amen, I'd have read it. I've been glad to read it. She said, well, I've been with him 2 years. I said, George, put it on there. I'd read it. I don't have no problem with it. But I just sat there and I looked at that. And I remember 28 years ago going to a jail. And getting that girl. But well, Willie, you was right. You remember? Went and got that girl and brought her home, and that little boy was born. And he said, run there! 28 years ago, and I said, son, are you a hoodlum? He said, no, sir. I said, 28 years ago, I got your mom out of prison and brought her to my house, and that baby was born in my house. And I said, you owe me to come and hear the word of God. He said, oh, you are. I'm coming. I mean, we